the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
We got an election coming on June 30th. State question 802 to expand Medicaid.
Why do we need to do that?
Right now, we pay taxes that go to Washington. That money then goes to 36 other states, none back home.
So Oklahoma's money goes to a bunch of other states? We have a bunch of hardworking folks here that can't afford health care.
That's right. We could use that money to boost our economy and protect jobs.
Sounds like 802 is just good common sense.
Paid for by Yes on State Question 802, Oklahomans Decide Healthcare.
Elections are coming up, and we're asking you to support Todd Hyatt in a Republican primary for Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner. Todd Hyatt is a strong, conservative leader and works hard to develop all of Oklahoma's energy resources, and that's a great thing for Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. This election is too important to sit out. Please cast your vote Tuesday, June 30th, for Todd Hyatt for Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Paid for and authorized by American Energy Action. If you know 1 M Street, Northwest, Suite 950, Washington, D.C., 20005. Well, the latest episode of our Road to Rural Prosperity celebrates the Oklahoma FFA stars of 2020. Because of COVID-19, the 2020 Oklahoma State FFA Convention was not held in downtown Oklahoma City this spring, and it was early June until the Oklahoma FFA was actually able to name their 2020 stars in the four traditional categories. In today's Road to Rural Prosperity, we'll introduce you to two of them, the 2020 star in Agri-Science, Gentry Squires of Kingfisher, and the 2020 star in Ag Placement, Landry Chaplin of Weatherford. Gentry says one of her favorite FFA moments was looking at the agriculture of other countries.
I have been able to do multitude of things in FFA, not just with competitions, but after my team of four girls won the National Livestock Evaluation Event in October 2018, we qualified to go to Scotland and Ireland this past summer. So a year ago today, I would have been in Scotland and getting ready to travel to Ireland, just looking at the agriculture overseas and what that really looked like there. I would say that's definitely a highlight event of my FFA experience.
Landry says that FFA has really opened doors for her professionally and personally.
And winning the state star is something that, to be honest, wasn't even on my radar until this August. So it's FFA has taken me more miles and more places, and I've met more influential people than I can even begin to count. It's also taught me how to step out of my comfort zone and speak to people and really develop personal connections with them. And I've seen it benefit me just in the last 5 years.
Once again, congratulations to our FFA stars. To hear their complete stories and interview on the latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, yesterday, the Oklahoma Career Technology Center and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry announced new educational programs to help curb the workforce shortage in the meat processing industry. Their curriculum was designed to encourage more commodity processing within the state and help address the ever-growing labor shortage within meat processing plants across the state. It also helps to supply a skilled workforce to rural areas and processing plants across the state. This is an exciting day for the Oklahoma meat processing sector, said Blaine Arthur, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture. I'm very proud to be here, especially because this solves problems across the board. A lot of times we just address one piece of something, but this provides a solution to both our producers and consumers. The Central Technology Center plans to offer multi-level customizable online courses to provide students with a certification that aligns with the American Meat Science Association while still supporting industry need. It'll also provide workforce development and training within a timely manner. You've got farm news on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazing Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your latest Farm and Ranch News. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.